Get us started. Is this on?
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning.
So, evidently, sin has a color. What's the color of sin? The color of sin is red. And the color of truth is white. Why is red the color of sin? Probably because of blood and flesh and passion. Definitely not because of the apple, because in no Jewish tradition, in no Jewish Masorah, is the apple made tzedas. It's either chita, it's either gefen, it's an esrog possibly, maybe figs, maybe tainim. Anyway, Yeshaya captures the transition from chet to tshuva as a whitening. And this is a pasuk we say every day in Slichos. We'll say it four times in Yom Kippur. Im yu chataechem kashanim kashelag yelbinu. Im yadimu chatola katsemer yiyu. If your sins are red, probably like a worm which was red or a red string, then there are two ways to make them white. One is like snow and one is like wool. Snow and wool. Im yu chataechem kashanim kashelag yelbinu. If your sins, hold the phone. If your sins are like red, I'll make them white as wool and white as snow. What's the difference between white as wool and white as snow? So today we'll talk about wool, tomorrow we'll talk about snow. What does it mean to make it white like wool? So first of all, whitening and laundering wool is a lot of hard work. Snow just falls from Shemayim. But to scrub and to scour and to clean and to rub takes a lot of work, and hopefully you're starting to get into that mold where a lot of emotional energy, a lot of honesty, a lot of courage, a lot of hours, a lot of thinking, a lot of getting up in the morning. So wool carries that sense of hard work. Number two, this is important because you're starting your journey of tshuva. Tshuva can feel like a Sisyphean task. You push the ball up, and the ball rolls down the hill. You push it up the hill, and it goes down the hill. And every Yom Kippur, you pledge to Kodesh Baruch Hu how great you'll be, and the next year you're back in the same place. And I'm going to make this change, and now it's 19, now it's 2021, and you find yourself in the same place. And a lot of people feel very bedeviled by that. Well, why should I do tshuva? I'm just a fake. I'm a hypocrite. I pledge allegiance, and I pledge sincerity, and then all of a sudden it falls apart. So there are many, many, many answers to that question. It's really important that you think about it, because if you're not thinking about it, then you're probably not authentically engaged in tshuva. But if you think about it too much, then your tshuva is crushed. So like everything else, there's certain things it's important to think about, but to know where to draw the line. And one of the answers to that question is that tshuva is incremental. That even if you will find these habits that are hard to break over 40 years of your life and 20 years of your life, but somehow your tshuva 1 year helps your tshuva the next year. It gives you a head start. You've already plowed the land. You've already, I can't be too far, or also pull me. Thanks. You've already plowed the land. And it's easier to understand yourself. You've broken through your own psychological barriers. You know what causes tshuva. It's like cleaning a garment. It's like cleaning your clothing. If you clean your clothing today, by the way, good idea, reminder, anyone who hasn't done their laundry for a while. If you clean your clothing, it's going to be dirty soon. But when you clean it the next time, or the cleaning the first time already helps it. So one round helps the next round. Tshuva is incremental. So if let's say you do tshuva this year and then you fall back into the same place this coming year. But next year you're starting from a different position. You're a little cleaner. You understand yourself better. You've already started the tshuva. You've already battled yourself. Just like today, if you wash your clothing and then it gets dirty again later this week, on Friday your clothing won't be as dirty. Having laundered it today, to Friday your laundering is a little bit easier. So it's important to remember tshuva is incremental. And even if there's recidivism and regression, the next round will be facilitated by an earlier round. Finally, it's not just that it's incremental, that there are these two accidents that happen. And by the way, you sinned in 2019 and you're doing tshuva 2020, now you sinned in 2020 doing tshuva 2021. But garments get dirty, clothing gets dirty, wool gets dirty, because that's life, because it's part of life. As you walk, snow is something that happens, not unless you live in very, very snowy climates. My apologies to any Torontonians there. But for most people that are living in Eretz Yisrael, that's where Tanakh is written, in Eretz Yisrael, in that area. Snow is an occasional event. It's every once in a while there's a snowstorm. Not a daily event. But your garments getting dirty is a daily event. Cleaning those clothing is a daily event. And tshuva, although it's pitched during Elul and during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, it should be seen as something perpetual. You're always examining yourself. You're always trying to improve. You're always trying to question yourself. It's what Rav Nachman used to refer to as perpetual tshuva. Break out of the sense that tshuva is only in response to a chayt, or only during the aseres hamei tshuva. There should be a sense every day of tshuva is constantly striving for becoming a better person. What happened yesterday? How did that happen? How can I improve myself? Let's say it's Gimel Cheshvan, or Dalit Sivan or something. You go launder your clothing, not because, wow, something happened and it fell. You launder your clothing every week. You should be doing your laundry every week. But when you're an adult, you do your laundry every week. You make your bed every day, shower twice a week. So these are parts of daily hygiene, daily religious maintenance, spiritual maintenance, is katsemer yiyu. So three ideas which the will evoke. Number one, the struggle. Tshuva is hard. Number two, that it's incremental. That one layer of cleaning, or one round of cleaning, will affect later rounds. So don't worry, what you're doing this year, even if you fall off, it will help you the rest of your life. You're not just performing tshuva to make it through this year's Yom Kippur. Next year, and in 10 years, you will be benefiting from whatever advances you make this year in your tshuva. And then finally, because it's a constant process, it's not, oh my goodness, it's dark, dirty outside, I'm waiting for snow. It's a day-to-day, or a week, or a couple of days, you launder your clothing, and try to find time. I know for myself, I always think about, just I have to try to have hiruri tshuva during Brichas HaChodesh. We're starting a new Chodesh, we know what that next month is going to bring. You ask Hashem for all sorts of brachas, say, what did I do wrong this past Chodesh? What did I do right this Chodesh? I try to, during the Chododiyah, try to think about, was I a good husband? And I say, Barikala, was I a good husband this week, was I a bad husband? I try to think about times, these little trigger points during your week, that you can think, or during your month, you can constantly try to improve, rather than just see it as locked in or boxed into once a year. Have an easy fast, everyone.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, bring your snowshoes. Tomorrow, bring your snowshoes.
I don't know if it's important.
Not at all.
Let me take this. It was some over there.
Yeah, sure.